WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelina Love.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
This is WWE superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack, and you're listening to the greatest rack.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
Better late than never. We're here. It's The Rack right here live on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. I'll get it right one of these days. YouTube.com/MBG1211 to go check out his very fine series, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, among other things. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and as always, is my ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. L-I-V-E. Live. Right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. You can search us out on the Twitters at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward to interact with us during the show, or come over to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Gerwick.net to interact with us there, because we're live, we're here, we got lots to get into this evening, because there's a pay-per-view, we're back on pay-per-view nights. Yeah!
But we have news about that!
We do!
Because there may not be as many pay-per-view nights as there have been.
We do, and
which makes me a very, very happy person.
And that is presented by Gerwick.net.
So I say we jump right into news brought to you by Gerwick.net, and well...
Start with it!
WWE has announced that they are going to be reducing their pay-per-view schedule and going back to co-branded pay-per-views only. The brand-only shows are being removed from the schedule, and they have reduced it back down to 14? Or do they go to 12?
12. Well, this year will be... this year's technically 14.
Right, because they have...
because of the two that have already been scheduled, but going forward, it would only be... the 12 pay-per-views for the year.
Thank God somebody in that company finally realized 16 pay-per-views is just a little bit too much.
Lindsay, we need a moment of silence.
Why?
For Payback and Battleground. Okay, let's move on.
I was going to say, was that absolutely necessary that we do that? But okay.
I mean, everyone likes a good Payback.
I like Payback, but not in that way. Just saying. Anyway, moving on from that. So, very excited. The new schedule will start after WrestleMania with Backlash.
Backlash!
And I'm sure this has everything to do with attendance and, you know, struggling shows, kind of thing.
Also has to do with the production cost. They realized they were not gaining enough subscribers to maintain the cost of doing 17, 18 pay-per-views a year. So let's just bring it back down, trim off some of the fat, cut some cost, and go back from there.
There you go. That's how you do it. That's how you gotta roll. So, yay! We might get to do discussions now.
So what?
Right? Because we haven't been able to do a lot of those lately. So, which means potentially more House Hunters rants. Which, by the way, if you listened to last week's show, if you liked the House Hunters rant, let us know. Because we're thinking about doing more. We need your feedback and input. So just, you know, put it out there. Tweet us. We'd very much appreciate it. Moving on from that, the latest Hall of Fame inductee has been announced. And, well, we talked about it on this show. Joked about it, really. But TNA Invasion confirmed because Jeff Jarrett is being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
I can only say this. Greatest song ever.
As sung by the Road Dog.
So yes, Jeff Jarrett is going in. Boy oh boy, has the wrestling world gone cray cray. Yes, I said cray cray. Because it has. Jeff Jarrett Hall of Fame, combined with everything else that's been going on with WWE sort of absorbing total nonstop action.
Right? I mean, when they announced Jarrett going in, they said that, you know, he created a wrestling promotion that, you know, gave Bobby Roode and AJ Styles and Eric Young, among others, their first start at Stardom, or their gave them their start at Stardom, or whatever. So they referenced TNA without saying
Without saying TNA, they said TNA. It was like, oh, okay. That's a thing. By golly.
So naturally, everybody is highly curious about who's going to be inducting Jarrett. There is no word on that yet. But yes, so Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer. It's deserved. I mean, I think for his overall contribution in the wrestling industry, definitely deserved.
Yeah. The quote was, Jarrett continued to compete around the world and also began to promote shows that gave future WWE superstars like AJ Styles, Bobby Roode, and Eric Young their first major exposure.
There you go.
I had to look up in our chat and find it. Yeah, so it's awesome. It's cool. They're missing the Hebners. And then they have all TNA Hall of Famers. And Gail Kim. Which I don't think will ever make the WWE Hall of Fame, but you know.
She may.
She makes our Hall of Fame. She's a former guest of this show.
Damn right.
This award-winning show right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
So anyway, moving on from that, because awkward.
Awkward!
Let's get into some Toy Fair stuff.
Ooh, presented by YouTube.com/MBG1211, including Hall of Mania, which is available now. It's blowing up my Twitter. It's a thing. Anyway. With his latest Target exclusives. So over the weekend, we saw some stuff that came out from the Toy Fair in New York, including the Huggable Dolls.
I want the Becky one.
Featuring
they're so cute.
Becky Lynch, Bailey, and Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were cool. They were really cool look.
And we also saw brand new WWE Barbies joining the original grouping are Asuka, Alexa Bliss, I think Lana?
It's Lana, yes.
Lana. There's like one where she's in a purple outfit and she's blonde and it's like
Who?
I'm not sure. But yeah, it's Lana.
It is Lana. It's been confirmed it's Lana, yes. There's also there's gonna be a series of figures released, and you know how they have the where you can combine things in those with figures?
Yes.
That's how you get the Heartbreak Hotel set. You have to collect the four pieces. It's a lamp, a couch, and two curtain things. They'll build your Heartbreak Hotel set in the Elite Packs. They made a Heartbreak Hotel set, everyone. They made a Heartbreak Hotel set. Now.
Coming to eBay near you.
Then, it got even better.
How could it get better than the Heartbreak Hotel?
Last year, we had the Festival of Friendship Epic Moments.
Oh, no.
With the painting and everything like that. Remember that whole toy?
Mm-hmm.
This year, we're going back in time. Back to when Milk-a-Mania was running wild. They have legit created the milk segment as a toy. They have Stephanie, they have Steve Austin in a WCW shirt with milk splattered all over him, and Kurt Angle spraying milk. It is tremendous.
It is kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, it is awesome. That is creative. Something you wouldn't think they would do, but they did. It is awesome. They're coming, I believe, later this year. That'll be an Epic Moments pack probably this summer, this fall, coming to a toy store near you. So go to Twitter.com/WWE TNA figures for more, as Matt will give you all the scoops.
that you need on wrestling figures. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for more reviews of all these figures.
Because they look awesome. That's our review. So, injury roundup?
We might as well dig into an injury roundup.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
So Brent went international this week, and he took out New Japan star Evil, who has a broken orbital bone.
Hashtag blame Brent.
That's gotta suck.
Feel better soon.
That's gotta suck.
Moving on from there, Mixed Match Challenge.
It is time to mix it up.
You don't scare me, big boy. But you just listen to me and do exactly as I say, and we'll become Mixed Match Challenge champions. So... put her there.
It's the Mixed Match Challenge recap.
Bones breaking.
Yeah. Anyway, move the thing in the wrong place. So yes, this week on the Mixed Match Challenge, it was Charlotte and Bobby Roode doing their best. Woo!
Bobby still can't woo.
Bobby can't woo. Taking on Apollo and Nia Jax.
Yes, that's one thing we left out of the news, is that Apollo Crews is no longer Apollo Crews. He's now just Apollo. This is due to the tragic massacre in Florida. Vince McMahon did not want the name associated with the shooter, and so it was dropped. So he's now just Apollo. Anyway, yes, Nia.
Which is weird, because they tried last Monday to get a chant started, and it didn't really take off, but it was Crews can't lose. Crews can't lose. And, well, he lost his last name as a result. Anyway, back to the match. Go.
So we had the king and queen, Bobby and Charlotte, with their matching robes, their matching titles, taking on Nia and Apollo. This was an okay match. I really like Bobby and Charlotte together. They're kind of adorable.
They are very adorable. And I love that they came out. They did the full Bobby entrance together, which was fun. And you could just see Charlotte. See, at times, Charlotte is very stiff and very not comfortable out there in, you know, talking and whatever. But when she's with Bobby, she felt like herself. She was having a lot of fun. You could tell she was very comfortable in her own skin, and it showed during the whole match.
She wants to tap Bobby Roode. I don't blame her.
I was not going there, but...
I'll go there. I will happily go there. Charlotte, honey, there's a line. Just saying. It starts behind his wife. But, you know, she sees how glorious Bobby Roode is. She's like the rest of us. So, you know, she's all into the Bobby, which is totally fine. But yeah, she was having fun. She was laughing. She was cutting up. She was, you know, goofing off. They still had a really good wrestling match. But, you know, this was, again, the Mixed Match Challenge is all about comedy. It's not necessarily serious. It's just them going out there and doing kind of whatever they really feel like. You can kind of tell that they're not really given any strict instructions other than, you know, go wrestle. It's, you know, go have fun, go make this lighthearted, because it's just a 20-minute show, it's one match, go do whatever.
Right. Dana Brooke tried to get involved many times, and Nia would just tell her to shut up and stay away. That's where
Nia did not like the Dana.
She did not like the Dana. In the end, Team Robe won. Team Glorious Robes won. After the match, they celebrated. Bobby tried to woo. Charlotte was embarrassed by the woo.
He's trying. He'll get it.
He'll get it. One day. And then afterwards, Nia Jax is out there, and she had some words for Titus Worldwide, and she was not happy with Titus being a coach. He's not a good coach. He's a bad coach. Dana's no statistician, and did the whole gimmick where Apollo bent down, Nia pushed Titus, he tripped over, Apollo left, and Dana got beat up.
So could this be the end of Titus Worldwide?
Probably not,
but, you know, you never know.
You never really know, but in this case, it was a goof, and no one saw it. It's on the internet. Remember, only 10 people see it on the internet.
Right.
No one's watching it, supposedly. No one's watching it. No one's talking. It's not totally successful
at all.
It's not a thing on the internet, so, you know. So let's all ignore the Mixed Match Challenge.
10 million people, you know, total. What's the difference?
But next week it is Asuka and
Miz versus Finn and Sasha, which that's going to be a fun matchup.
Now that's going to be some good old-fashioned wrestling. Good old-fashioned wrestling in that one.
So is Demon Boss done, or will Mizka, I think is what they're calling themselves, reign supreme? We'll have to watch and find out. I'm excited.
Should be a lot of fun. It's the most fun 20 minutes you'll have in WWE wrestling.
Ding! So on that note, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about something slightly less fun than the Mixed Match Challenge. We're going to be talking all about Elimination Chamber, because it's this Sunday on the WWE Network. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Got no time for wasting, man. Far too busy working. Nothing slowing down my pace. I grew up in different places. Every day for segregated. Had my life discriminated. Told that I would never make it. I won't spend it underrated. Yeah. I don't need to stay on the move every day. Hope I never make it. The whole journey's all I'm living for. I feel it bending corners. No stopping what it's coming for. No time to open. I am straight breaking.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is Angelina Love, your six-time knockout champion and the sacred seductress, and you are doing the right thing because you are listening to the Rack Radio Show.
And they go. We all got some sorrow. You watch the ebbs and the flows. We gotta hustle, and then we hustle.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwig.net, WildTalkRadio.com, or RackRadioShow.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Give a quick second to check out the fine folks over at FightBoot.com as well. So now we get to talk about Elimination Chamber, which is this Sunday on the WWE Network. And I think they finally announced some more matches for this one because there was only like three announced.
As of Sunday, there were only three announced. As of now, there's a lot more announced, which is good, because we need content to talk about on the show. So we're going to start from the bottom and work our way up the card, because why not? So here we go. By the way, go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Starting tomorrow, you can leave your pick'em votes. The Raw Tag Team titles are on the line. Cesaro and Sheamus, The Bar, taking on Titus Worldwide. They set up this matchup after multiple times Titus Worldwide has beaten Cesaro and Sheamus on Monday Night Raw, including last Monday, in a quick roll-up. There is, to quote Vince McMahon's theme song, no chance in hell that Titus Worldwide will win the WWE Raw Tag Team titles.
Are you sure?
Mostly.
I don't see a reason to move the tag team titles beyond it's something different to get, you know, when it takes the pressure off of Sheamus and Cesaro, but I just have a hunch that they're going into Mania as the champions. Fight me on that if you want to. I mean, it's like, again, it's like, I like Titus, I like Apollo, Dana, but I don't think they're quite there in terms of getting the titles, and it wouldn't necessarily do anything for them to get them, because then it's something you do The Bar versus Titus Worldwide at WrestleMania, and then potentially The Bar gets them back. Like, I don't know, that doesn't feel right to me, so.
No, I don't. doesn't sit well with me, no.
So I would say that, yes, the bar is going to maintain and set the bar and win.
So do I. So does the video game. But the Magic 8 Ball went tightest worldwide.
Because of course it did.
Up next, Bray Wyatt versus Matt Hardy in the war that is not great just yet.
They're very, very slowly building to the Great War between Bray and Matt. There is no stipulation on this match, so that would lead me to believe that potentially this could end in a no contest, because somebody there will have shenanigans, either Bray or Matt, because Jeff Hardy should be back in play very soon, so he could come in and he could do something. Doubtful, but he could. Bray Wyatt could invoke Abigail and do something. Again, that's entirely possible.
These are all theories. These are all theories that could be wrong.
Yeah, they could all be wrong. They could be right. Who knows? But, I mean, they're obviously building to something between Bray and Matt at WrestleMania, and that's where the big Great War is going to occur, or it will incur at Backlash after WrestleMania. Who knows? But who won the last encounter? Was it Bray?
Bray won at Raw 25. Bray has beaten Matt multiple times. Matt has not beaten Bray just yet.
So
the idea is for Matt Hardy to be broken. Yeah. So leading, Matt needs to lose. Matt needs to continue to be broken to be put in a position where the Great War must occur. If you play the story out the way they're trying to tell it, sort of trying to tell it, he needs to be pushed to his limit. He needs to be fully woken or broken. Thus, Bray Wyatt should win this match and lose the finale and be deleted, because if Matt deletes him here, then Bray's wife's not getting any money. But, different story for a different day.
We're not talking about that. Because according to someone, it's entirely false. So, yeah, I'm fine with picking Bray Wyatt. I will pick Bray Wyatt all day long, especially against Matt Hardy. So, you know what? Bray Wyatt, ding! I'm in for that.
I can see how LeMans is out of it, but they've sort of... I'll get to this more later, SmackDown and people bitching about it. They have not pushed the pedal to the metal on creative for WrestleMania just yet. We've hit the roadblock in the WrestleMania build, and we're going to jump on that fast lane at some point after Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Hit all the pay-per-view names that they could ever use. So, I'm going Bray. You're going Bray. 8-Ball goes Bray. Video Game says Matt Hardy is going to win this one. Why, Video Game, why?
Because it's a tramp. It gets around.
But then it should have picked... Not going there, she says. We're not going there. Okay. Nia Jax versus Asuka.
Like this is a hard one.
No, it's not. I mean, they were stupid to end Charlotte's winning streak, pay-per-view winning streak at Fastlane last year, was it? Yeah. They're not going to be stupid to end Asuka's winning streak at Elimination Chamber.
They could be.
They're not.
Here's the thing about winning streaks. Eventually, they get so large and so ridiculous that they can't be maintained anymore. And Asuka's is kind of getting to that point. And also, they really kind of get to be more of a burden than anything else. So now it's... You always have to book her to win, which gets very predictable. So it's like, oh, Asuka's in another match, and we're already there. It's like, well, she's totally going to win because she's going for the title at WrestleMania, so they're not going to have her lose, right? I mean, they're kind of to that point with her. So it's like, okay, well, do they do the unpredictable thing and go ahead and break the undefeated streak and kind of get out from under that so she's able to have more versatility, she's able to do more, she can lose a match every once in a while. I'm not saying all the time, but it's like you could have her lose and have somebody get that big upset on her every now and again and it'd be okay. Or do you keep the undefeated streak for one more pay-per-view and potentially have it go away at Mania? Because God knows they love to break streaks at Mania.
No, they didn't. Nothing ever happened at WrestleMania.
You're right. Nothing happened at 30. Nothing at all.
No,
totally nothing.
You keep telling me. We saw a great musical performance by Mark Crozer. We then saw a battle royal, and then we saw Daniel Bryan win the championship.
No, what we saw was a great musical performance by Mark Crozer, Bray Wyatt in his pimp coat, and then, you know, he stubbed a toe, so he had to go in the back, and then we got a battle royal, and then we got Daniel Bryan winning. That's what happened.
Okay.
Nothing happened for that hour in between.
Right. Okay.
At all.
What WrestleMania is this we're doing this year? 34?
Mm-hmm.
Asuka's winning streak ends at WrestleMania 35.
No.
Yep.
You're not going to keep it on for a year.
Yep. It's a thing. It's going to be a thing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'm telling you, this is going to be a thing. Exclusive reported right here. Asuka's winning streak ends at WrestleMania 35.
No.
We will be playing back the tape in a year. Yes, Lance, no one will care. I agree. But this is the facts of life. They're not going, they've kept her this strong for a reason.
And that reason is signing her contract at the pay-per-view.
Which we'll get into in a minute. So, I'm going Asuka.
Yeah, I'll go Asuka.
So you brought her up. Let's talk about it. A Ronda Rousey contract. Video game and 8-Ball. Pick Asuka. The Ronda Rousey contract signing. Now, if I were booking, I would have Charlotte Flair come out, them get into a confrontation, Ronda knock out Charlotte, Carmella cash in, Carmella win the SmackDown Women's Championship, and you move on. Lindsay's gonna, we'll poke the hole in the logic and why Carmella would be there and Charlotte would be there. I know. She's already poked a hole in my logic on the Carmella thing.
Charlotte has a reason to be there because she's a champion. Like, she has every reason in the world to be there because it's, okay, well, you know, Ronda wants somebody, we don't know who, so we're just going to bring the champions in and let her decide what she wants to do. So there's a perfectly logical reason for Charlotte Flair to be there. Carmella, on the other hand, I don't see a logical reason for her to be there beyond she's stalking Charlotte and waiting for her opportunity, which is like, okay, yeah, maybe I can see that, but in terms of this, it just doesn't make sense to me. What I'd rather see them do with Carmella, especially the Money in the Bank, is hold that off until the night of Money in the Bank and she cashes in before the new winner is crowned, because they've never done that before and that could be really cool. And so she wins the title that night at Money in the Bank before the women can get that, and then you get that next Money in the Bank holder and you can either have that person cash in or you go an undetermined amount of time until that person cashes in the briefcase. So I wouldn't mind seeing Ronda and Charlotte together. I'd be okay with that. I just don't see Carmella. I just really don't see Carmella. I can also see what I would personally like to see them do with Ronda is she doesn't sign the contract for Raw. That something happens and there are shenanigans and Ronda ends up being a free agent, very similar to John Cena and Taker, where she can appear on both shows and she can show up on both shows. And I feel like you would maximize the investment with her if she can go to Raw and to SmackDown and compete with the women's rosters on both of those shows. Because that opens up opportunities for more matches. And you can use her more sparingly because you can have her feud with somebody for a while and then jump shows, do that feud, and then jump back and do somebody else. And she can move around as needed. That would be kind of ideal for her. And then you can build her up slowly to Asuka. As opposed to having her on Raw and then she's got to go through Bayley and Sasha and Dana and Nia and I'm missing one. And the Absolution girls, you know, all these women that she's got to go through to get to Asuka, you can kind of prolong it out a little bit and make it less stale by having her move around.
Right. LeMann says, all I gotta say, if they throw her right into the title picture, she will become in an instant reigns as far as people booing her all the time. It's already starting. No, they're not really booing her. They're not booing her. Trust me, they're not. Here's the deal. This is why I was trying to get the belt off of Charlotte having the good match. What they'll end up doing, and it will not make sense based off everything that's been said on Twitter, is doing the handed mixed tag match with Stephanie and Hunter versus Ronda and a partner, whether it's Kurt Angle, whether it's The Rock, whether it's Shane McMahon, which makes no sense, or Seth Rollins, or whatever they decide to do, which could be the direction they're going, and maybe it is. I feel like it's a mistake going in a tag team direction, especially with Hunter praising Ronda all the time on Twitter. It feels like they're forcing something there, but they can also play it up and go from there. I don't know. It'll be interesting. It will be very noteworthy coming out. That's what I can say.
I would say this about it, that people would pay money to see Stephanie McMahon get beat up by Ronda Rousey. Like, I don't even really think you need to, set that up at all. It's Ronda versus Steph. We all know she's going to get whooped. Let's watch. That's sort of how that feels to me, and that could be where they're going with it, is they aren't necessarily going to do this big dramatic setup. They're just going to be like, hey, yeah, so Ronda and Steph are fighting, and Hunter may or may not be there.
LeMann, let me mention something. You may hear slight boos, but it could be because she's not there. When they announce she'll be at Elimination Chamber, boo, because she's not there in that arena. That's where they come. Anyway, I digress.
I feel like the women's roster would put their foot down in terms of her going for the title right off the bat, that that would not be something that would make the locker rooms very happy at all, in terms of all of that. So they may be keeping that away because if her away from it because of that, to make things a little bit easier for her, because there are some people who are really excited to see her. There are some people who are really pissed that she's there. And then there are people who are lukewarm. And if she's coming in and she's wanting to do this right, which I feel like she is, then it's, she's going to want to earn the respect of everybody in the locker room. Going right for the title, that's not going to do her any good. So it could be that they, you know, again, build her up slowly to get to the title.
Because there's always money in the chase rather than going right. Clearly, with Roman Reigns, there's a lot of money in the chase that we continue to get over and over and over.
He's good at chasing tail.
You know, that tail can give you some, anyway.
Or was it meningitis?
I don't know. I kind of forget. Anyway, it'll be noteworthy coming out. We'll have a lot of WrestleMania direction coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, want to do men's or women's?
Well, we're on the women. Let's do the women.
The Raw Women's Championship is on the line in the Women's Elimination Chamber, the first ever Raw Women's Elimination Chamber match. Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Bayley, Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, and Mickey James. You gotta get Mandy and Sonya out there quick. They're gonna be there for fodder. They're gonna get beat up. They're gonna hit some moves, but you gotta get them out there quick. You leave this, you have Alexa come out last in the chamber pods, or fifth or sixth. One of the last two. You let Sasha, Bayley, and Mickey control the match. You allow the girls to do some stuff. You don't let them go too crazy, because they will want to go a little crazy if given the chance. But it's something where this match is very predictable, because we all know what the outcome is going to be, which is Alexa Bliss winning.
Yes.
That said, alternate story for you.
Hmm.
What if Alexa does not win this match, okay?
Okay.
What if it's Bayley? What if Bayley wins this Raw Women's Elimination Chamber match?
And you do Bayley versus
Sasha. You have Sasha turn on Bayley on Raw. The jealousy finally kicks in. Bayley's the champion. Sasha just goes crazy and beats the absolute crap out of Bayley on Monday night to Sasha.
The only way I can see that working is if Bayley pins Sasha.
Yeah, that would happen.
In the chamber.
Yeah,
and
you have
that's Bayley. How she wins.
Yeah, or she eliminates her. One of the last three, she eliminates her and goes on the win. It's jealousy.
But then do you do Bayley versus Asuka for the title?
No, because Asuka's going to go after Charlotte. Asuka, Charlotte, Bayley, Sasha for the belts. And then
we think.
I'm just spitballing. And then you can do Alexa, Nia, whatever. I'm giving you a different, man, it's a story. It's a different story. It's the less predictable story. It's not going to happen.
Honestly, I'd rather see Bayley versus Asuka.
I'm okay with it.
I like the idea of Asuka versus somebody else, because it's not one of the big four, and it opens a door for something new at WrestleMania that we haven't seen necessarily. So I like that. I'm not sure if I'm okay with Bayley winning the title, because to me, they've sort of like beat Bayley down, and they beat her down, and it doesn't really matter anymore, where they've just sort of like dropped her down so much that she's just sort of like a moot point. She's just there. Like, you'd have to do a lot of work with Bayley to build her back up as a credible champion. Like, I know it's all there and the history's all there, but they tend to ignore the history with her. So I don't know if I could buy Bayley as champion at this point. I would love to see it, but I don't know.
It's hard to buy. It's definitely hard to buy, but it's a thought. It's a different story, because it's Alexa's worked really hard. She's been champion all year, or most of the year, and she deserves, she deserves to be in the WrestleMania main event with the title. She deserves it. It's something she's worked for, and she deserves it at this point. If you were going to go a different direction, you go that way. That's all. I'm going Asuka. Alexa wins, because I can't see any other outcome but beyond the one.
I'm saying Alexa wins. It doesn't make any sense to change the title at this point. So just go ahead and keep it on Alexa and let her go into Mania with it, as you know, as she's kind of earned the right to do. Not that anything's guaranteed or promised, but it's, you know, she's, like you said, she's carried that title, she's carried that division, she's done everything she's needed to do, she's gotten herself over, she's made herself a name. So now it's let her have that moment in the sun at WrestleMania with the title and let her enjoy it for a minute.
Video game goes Bayley, Magic 8-Ball says Sonya Deville.
Really?
Yep. Mm. Then the main event for the men's is Elimination Chamber. For the number one contendership at WrestleMania, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, The Miz, Elias, John Cena, Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, in the first ever seven-man...
And the kitchen sink.
Elimination Chamber match. Sadly, there will be no hanging cage from the chamber because they don't want to do it. So three men will start and all that fun stuff. And Elias ends up being last. Miz ends up being first with probably Seth Rollins. Okay. I want to say this. If this match does not go an hour, then what the hell is Seth Rollins doing on Monday Night Raw?
Proving how much stamina he has. I mean, after all, he went through three guys in 65 minutes. That's pretty good.
If this match does not go 1 hour, then the whole thing on Raw was, I am telling you that, because it was more grueling to win that thing than it will be to win this Elimination Chamber match to go to WrestleMania.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. I think we can all agree that we know who's winning this match.
Right, right. Roman Reigns, we know this. It's a thing. He's never won the Elimination Chamber, so by golly, let's give him the Elimination Chamber win, because then he'll win the title, and then what else will Roman Reigns have to do? Win Money in the Bank? Can he win Money in the Bank and cash in on himself? That would be a first. No one's ever cashed in on themselves.
Can you cash in on yourself? I mean, that sounds so dirty, but can you do
it? They've never tried. He can... Hey, God wrestled once. Why can't the guy wrestle himself?
That sounds so wrong. That sounds so wrong.
Yep, I know.
But yeah, no, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say, it's Roman. Roman's going to win this match. It's predestined that he's going to do it. We all have known for better part of a year, it's going to be Roman versus Brock at Mania for the title. Everything is indicating Brock Lesnar is done after WrestleMania. He's not re-signing a new contract. He's out. So they have to get the title off of him. They're going to give it to Roman Reigns. Brock goes bye-bye. Everybody's very happy that Brock goes bye-bye. And now Roman Reigns is your champion. I'd more like to talk about the lack of Bray Wyatt in this match. The fact that he was champion a year ago. He won in the Elimination Chamber, and now he's not even in it. He can't even get near the title. I'm most upset by this. Like, this is just... this is unacceptable.
You know who the... Go ahead.
Who do I register a complaint with?
No comment. At WWE on the Twitters. Oh, I should get the Sunday Night response. At Flames Forums. Register a complaint. You know who this match hurts? Braun Strowman. Why? Because he's gonna have to get pinned. Braun Strowman's over, people. And he's getting blocked by Roman Reigns' aspirations to be WWE Champion for the fourth time. You know who made himself a star on Monday Night? Seth Rollins. Who's not winning? Seth Rollins. Who's winning? Go ahead.
You know who never got a rematch for the Universal title because he had to give it up? Finn Balor.
You know who survived a base attack? Elias. You know who's awesome? The Miz.
Miz is MVP of the year. He has carried that company on his back, and he's done what he's had to do. But Miz is not getting it because Miz's wife is going to be having a baby right around that time, either right before WrestleMania, potentially during WrestleMania, or right after. So I very much doubt they're going to give him a title, an additional title, at WrestleMania because of that, because he is probably going to take a week or two off to be with his new baby.
You know who I would take to win this matchup? John Cena. But he has a bigger undertaking to come.
I hope they don't do that. I really don't want that. I don't want that.
Yeah, I know.
Does that have to be a thing? Does that absolutely have to be a thing? I mean, it's like, look, okay, Taker lost last year. I have accepted it. I have moved on from it. Every time I see him, he looks better because he looks rested. Is he in really good shape? Yes, he is, which is great for him. He's been taking care of himself, you can tell. Last year, he lost. He stripped in the middle of the ring. He got out of the ring. He kissed his wife in front of 100,000 people and a million people watching at home. And then he left, and he set the stage on fire in the process. He's done. And I think we all accepted that Taker was done. And all we've heard for a straight solid year is, well, maybe Taker's done. Maybe he's not done. We don't know. And I'm tired of it. Like, if this gives me my closure, great. It gives me my closure. But at this point, as much as I would love to see Taker versus Cena, I would love to see Taker versus Cena from 5 years ago. I don't know if I want to see it now. I've said goodbye to my Undertaker. He's moved on. He's gone to be Mr. Mom and Mark Calloway and just be himself and enjoy his life and the fruits of his labor. And he totally deserves to get to do that. And I think we were all ready for him to go do that and just go in the Hall of Fame, and then that's it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my mini rant on Taker.
Magic 8-Ball picks Braun Strowman. The video game picks Seth Rollins. I pick Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman. It's going to be Roman.
There you go. That's Elimination Chamber airing this Sunday on the WWE Network. You can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and leave your picks.
Ding! So we're going to take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about all about SmackDown, NXT. We'll have your favorite tweet of the week. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WWE Superstar Natalya, and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwig.net, RackRadioShow.com, or WildTalkRadio.com, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Need a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com because we love them and they're amazing and you'll love them too. So if you missed the news and you missed Elimination Chamber, well, sorry, you're SOL, but you're just in time for Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. And until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I'm going to start with this one because my company did this, and I'm very proud of my company. Whoever the social media manager is, they deserve a raise. Fox 13 Memphis tweets, R. Kelly evicted from Atlanta homes. And they reply to their own tweet by going, it's the remix to Eviction. Dalton Starkey replies, now he doesn't have a kitchen. Fox 13 goes, nowhere to warm up his coffee. And Dalton Starkey replies, he can't even do the dishes. Fox goes, at least he can still sing and hum. Hermione Granger jumps in and goes, hold a note, blow a bong. Ofeezy goes, it's a Monday midday, Kelly about to have to search for a homie. Jackie Daniels replies to everybody and goes, who is running this account? And Fox 13 is like, I don't know, with a gif. It's kind of amazing. Very, very, very proud of my company. Okay. Aria Daivari tweets, tonight I get one step closer to winning the Cruiserweight Championship at WrestleMania. And he replies to his own tweet by going, ha, crap, after he's lost. Chuck Taylor responds, bro, he got video packages and shit. There was no way you were going to win. Tony Nese and Aria Daivari had the following interaction.
Okay.
Did you have these?
No, I'm
okay. I just want to make sure I don't steal your stuff.
No, I'm just keeping along. Let's go.
So Tony Nese goes, I'm not your friend, guy. And Daivari goes, I'm not your guy, buddy. Tony, I'm not your guy, buddy. I'm not your buddy, friend. Tony goes, good luck, friend. I'm not your friend, guy. I think I got those backwards, but they display backwards. And yes, there's the original tweet, which is, this is my moment, buddy. And he's talking about his match that night. Mustafa Ali goes, we all have wings. And Daivari goes, just like we all wear masks, metaphorically speaking. And that's all I have. All
right, let's dive into the Twitters. Let's call some trouble. EC3. I share my blazing hot takes about what's wrong with everything, but they melt your face. Greg Fitzsimmons. Russia meddled more in the 2016 election than in the 2018 Olympics. See what I did there? Ha ha ha. Brian Pillman II. Lucky number 7,000 followers. Thanks for the love, fam. In order to raise money to replace the kiddie pool that Steve Austin belligerently destroyed when I was a kid, I'll be releasing t-shirts soon for pre-order. Steve Austin replied, young man, I was just taking care of business. I did what I had to do. I apologize for damaging your little swimming pool. Luke Gallows, finding out about Jeff Jarrett. HALLOFAME. Hall of Fame. Sienna, why are people obsessed with women's nipples and pointing out when they can see them through a shirt? Number one, most women are aware they have nipples. Are you aware of this?
Yes.
You have nipples? Okay. Number two, I can also see your face. Equally offended. Hashtag free the nipple. Hashtag nips AF. SportsCenter talked about Louisville having to vacate the 2013 NCAA national title and the Final Four. Vacant goes, did I mention I was good at basketball? Another trophy for the trophy guest house. Too many for just a room. Hashtag Louisville.
That's such a stupid decision. Like, I get giving back the money. Let them give back the money, but let them keep the title. I doubt looking at strippers had anything to do with them winning an NCAA title.
AJ Mendez, Lee Brooks, whatever you want to call her. My husband and I have a little bit every time I eat a banana, where I throw the peel on the floor and shout, watch out! And he pretends to dramatically slip on it, and I laugh and laugh, and his eyes go dead as he wistfully remembers being single. Did you know CM Punk's all in for the
Chicago,
Cubs?
Is he?
Just, you know, just for people that are aware. Glenn Dale Go asked WWE Dillinger, who will win in a match between Ty Dillinger and Gavin Spears? The Dillinger replies, Stan! We're going to talk about this in a minute, but we got to address it now. Johnny Gargano tweeted a heartbreak emoji. AI Wrestling goes, got a white plastic table with your name on it. Hit Staples and get some 8x10s printed up for your meet and greet Friday. Peyton Royce. Oh, the iconic duo are going to miss Johnny Gargano. And Candice LeRae just got here. What bad timing, eh? Billy Kay and I will keep her company, maybe. Colt Cabana. Breaking news. Colt Cabana buys Subway lunch in Chicago for $5 with independent wrestling money.
Really?
I didn't write it. He wrote it. Did you know that a wrestler buying a house is news? It's not.
Although, congratulations to Joey Ryan on his new purchase.
It's not news. Finally, Ciampa. You ever just have a song stuck in your head all day long? You post a picture with a black heart saying, na 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 na, na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye.
Tommaso, you dick. You glorious, glorious dick.
I know it breaks order, but I said we gotta do NXT first.
Yeah, let's do NXT first.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
Because it was so featured in the tweets, I figured we might as well address that the Johnny Gargano Andrade Cien Almas match that you were there for.
That I was there for, yes. That was fantastic.
Candace got her some.
Oh, she beat Zelina's ass.
Got herself some.
I cannot wait for Candace versus Zelina. I really, really can't wait for it. It's going to be epic.
So the stipulation behind the match, if Johnny Gargano did not win the championship, not win this matchup, he would be forced to leave NXT.
Forever.
Forever and ever and ever. So, they had a great match. Not as good as TakeOver, but it was pretty good.
It was still really good, yeah. I mean, these two have wonderful chemistry together. They're a joy to watch in the ring. They just went for it. And, you know, you could tell this was the swan song match. Like, everybody kind of knew what was going to happen. You didn't want to see it happen, but you knew it was going to happen.
Multiple close near falls. Multiple doing other people's moves. And then a ref bump. Then, out of nowhere, walks slowly up some steps. Johnny Gargano has the Gargano escape locked on with the referee down. Tommaso Ciampa.
It's always awkward when your ex-wife shows up.
Comes in and just lays into Johnny Gargano with a crutch to the back, allowing Andrade Cien Almas to hit the hammerlock DDT for the 1-2-3. And there is no more Johnny Gargano in NXT.
To which we were all like, no!
His wife comes out, consoles him. They just sit on the mat together. They're such a cute couple.
They are adorable.
They are very adorable. And they're just sitting there, and they're soaking up the cheers. Thank you, Johnny. And then he slowly walks to the back. As NXT closed, Tommaso waving goodbye.
Okay, that's not how it actually closed. How it actually closed
That's
was...
how the TV show ended. How did the show end when you were there?
Okay, so the show ended with Johnny coming back out, or Johnny not really leaving. He just kind of went up to the stage, and then he took a microphone. He's like, no, we're not going to end the show like this. I can't end the show like this. He's like, I want to end it on a high note. I want everybody to be happy. And so he's like, hit my music. And then he and Candace, well, he proceeded to go through the crowd, and Candace proceeded to chase him through the crowd. And he went through around the entire building, shaking hands, taking pictures, and just visiting with the fans for a minute. And it was really cool. And I got to touch him, which was nice. It's like, ew, sweaty wrestler. But it was cool, and they're adorable in person. They're absolutely cute up close, too. But yeah, it was a nice way to end the show, was rather than, you know, being sad about Johnny leaving. It's like, oh, yay, Johnny! It was kind of celebrating him, which was cool. But there's one thing about this whole deal that I'm excited for, and it pisses me off at the same time, which is WWE put out a supplemental video after NXT aired where they showed Regal signing basically the separation papers for Johnny that ends his career in NXT. And Regal and Drake Younger, who was the referee, both admit in the video that what happened was wrong. And you have the person that can fix it right there. Like, Regal could make it happen where he's like, well, it isn't right, so I'm going to give you one more shot at TakeOver against...
But you can't.
But you can. You totally can.
No, but the referee's decision's final. Despite the shenanigans, Johnny Gargano's a man of his word. He knew what he was signing up for. He knew Tommaso was still around. He should have been better prepared. He should have.
I get that, but at the same time, it's like, you can't always be prepared. And, you know, it's like, you shouldn't put out a video like that if this is what you're going to do. Like, to have the referee basically admit, hey, look, I screwed up. I counted wrong. I feel really bad about it. And Regal's like, yeah, man, this sucks. Signs the paper. You know, you shouldn't do that. Like, you shouldn't do that. Now, what was interesting about about this video and what kind of made up for all that was Regal's like, well, we still expect you to fulfill all your commitments to NXT, which may take a few weeks. Hint, hint, wink, wink. That basically Johnny Gargano can show up at any time in NXT for the next few weeks, leading up to probably TakeOver, and then being like, oh, well, hey, he was booked for it, so he has to be here because that includes house shows, that includes appearances, that includes anything that they had already prearranged for him for the shows. So, you know, hey, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa could still mix it up. We don't know.
We don't know. I liked the video. I thought it was a nice touch. Yes, you're going to find some loopholes in it, but I thought it worked well. I thought it was cool that they did it. They actually acknowledged it. They're going full on board with it, which you don't normally get from them. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
William Regal on the show made an announcement that the Dusty Rhodes Classic returns in 2 weeks. The winner gets a shot at the tag team titles at NXT TakeOver New Orleans.
Hey.
We had Velveteen Dream take on, no way, Jose. Lindsay was not impressed.
No, I was not impressed.
She was not impressed by No Way Jose. You could see Lindsay not impressed by No Way Jose on the show.
Wasn't that I wasn't impressed. It's just I had seen him last time and it was like, oh, they're doing this. Okay.
She had this look where it's like everyone else is around her dancing and excited. She's just sitting there. Hey, okay. Where's my phone?
Can't help it. Sorry.
Dream won. And he called out people. He's feuding with Tyler Bay. It's a thing.
Can I just, like, say to Velveteen Dream, honey, don't be calling out the indie stars. You don't get to do that until you're at least, like, on their level.
Yeah.
Or close to their level. And, I mean, he's almost there, but he still needs a little work. But, yeah, no, honey, no. Don't be doing that.
So, Nikki Cross beat Vanessa Bourne. You did not see this matchup live, because they taped this the second night.
I saw a version of this match live. I just did not see this version of this match live.
So, tell us why we did not see your version.
Well, see, what Vanessa...
What happened was,
Vanessa decided to get a little frisky in the match. So she comes out in her gear. She was in the red and black latex gear. And she's got a riding crop with her. You know, because she doesn't look like a dominatrix enough in her gear. No, let's throw in a riding crop for shits and giggles. I was like, okay, this isn't helping matters. So then she gets in the ring with Nikki Cross. And she's got her in the submission hold, whatever the hold was. I forget what it was. But she's got her in the hold. And Vanessa leans over and licks Nikki's ear. And then Nikki proceeds to beat her ass and, you know, win the match. But that was just a little too kinky for WWE TV, so they actually ended up scrapping that match and redoing it the second night. Minus the riding crop and the ear lick, because, you know, no. Which I find unusual, because it's like the show airs on the network.
But it also could be something they tried, they thought it didn't work, and they tried it again.
Yeah, that's true.
That was NXT. Any final thoughts you want to say about the show?
I thought it was really good. It was a fun series of tapings. I'm excited to see the second night of tapings, because obviously it wasn't there. But yeah, so very, very cool. I hope they come back again, because I'd very much like that. And this time bring Trent Seven with you, because I'd very much like that as well. Thanks! So SmackDown?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, okay, there's been a lot of talk about SmackDown lately on the internet. Whether it's on the dirt sheets, the Twitters, the Forbeses. There's a lot of talk about how SmackDown has gone stale and it's only focused on certain people and they need to focus on more people and yada, yada, yada. Oh, it's only the same 6 women who are fighting each other. How many women are on this brand? 8. So 6 of them are on featured on the television most of the time. Actually, there's 9. 9. 6 of 9 get featured on the regular, okay? Could you mix in more women? Yes. You have 2 hours. Oh my god, the SmackDown 4. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Shane McMahon, Daniel Bryan. Oh my god, they're pushing Sami Zayn. How dare they push Sami Zayn? Oh my god, it's unbearable. They're pushing him. 6 months ago, can they push Sami Zayn? Can we get a push for Sami Zayn? Where they're just wasting Sami Zayn. But now he's being pushed. Oh my god, pushing him too hard. Oh no, what are we gonna do? I mean, we can make Dolph Ziggler WWE champion. Would the internet love Dolph Ziggler as the WWE champion? Push him to the moon? Oh wait, they get tired of Dolph. Okay. Let's get the tag team division. We're gonna need more tag team matches. I think every week there's at least 2 tag team division matches. I think that's a thing.
I'm going to need the Bludgeon Brothers to win the titles, preferably before WrestleMania.
Yes, is it repetitive? The Usos and the New Day are fighting for the tag team titles, and they're going to do it after they beat Benjamin and Gable. Yes, it is repetitive, but the main story is the Bludgeon Brothers. Bludgeon Brothers beat two dudes, and then before that, New Day, after their victory, walking away, and the New Day get interrupted by the Bludgeon Brothers, and the Bludgeon Brothers, or Young, stares down the New Day, and Luke's like, no, we got to focus. On a thing and beating up two skinny white dudes. Any thoughts on that?
Which part?
The Bludgeon Brothers.
Give them all the titles.
Okay, how about my rant?
All right, let's talk about your rant.
Could go on, but I don't feel like...
So, I mean, I will agree. SmackDown feels a little stale lately. They've hit that point where it's been a year since the last shakeup. You just need something to essentially do just that. Shake it up. Bring in fresh talent. Bring in fresh storylines. So we're getting ready to do that. That'll happen after WrestleMania. I disagree with, you know, you have the SmackDown 4, because that's always how it's been, is they've always generally had 3 to 4 big names on the shows that are featured on a day-in to day-out basis, and they cycle those people through. For the longest time, it was Taker, Rock, Austin, and Hunter, and those were your top four, and then gradually that has shifted and changed over time with people taking those different spots. So on SmackDown, it's Owens, Zayn, and he's accusing Bryan and Shane of being in that top four. I would disagree with that, simply because they're on-air personalities only. Are they featured heavily? Yes, but they should be featured. They're the goddamn authority figures on the show. You don't want them to be absent. Now, starting the show every week with a Shane McMahon promo? Yeah, okay, yeah, you can change that up. I agree with that. But, you know, you need your authority figures featured, and if you're going to bother to fly Shane in and Bryan in for the show, they should be somewhat featured. They should be on the show.
Especially since you got rid of Talking Smack.
Right? Bring back Talking Smack. I mean, you have a very limited division in terms of the tag division, so there's not a whole lot you can do there. They're trying, but again, you only have 2 hours, and they're trying to build people in 2 hours, so it's either you give everybody 10 to 15 minute matches spaced out evenly over that 2 hours, or you take SmackDown to 3 hours.
Or you do Attitude Era booking. 5-minute matches. Bam! Solves all the problems.
There you go. So, I mean, they're doing the best that they can with it. They're trying to make people. They're trying to give other people's break. Let's not forget, Randy Orton was in the spotlight for a while. Demoted Zayn and Owens because of that.
Jinder Mahal was your featured performer. Just saying.
I mean, they cycle people through. They bring them up, and then they let them fall back down to bring them back up again, to give them that break out of the limelight. Everybody, you know, nobody in that company is in the limelight as consistently as good, blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again. Consistently as John Cena. And even then, John Cena has fallen out of that limelight lately, where they're trying to cycle people through. They're trying to build names. They're trying to make names. And part of building people and part of making them a name is they have to be all over your goddamn TV. Like, I'm sorry, but that's the truth. Everybody was pissed off about them pushing Roman Reigns down our throat. Well, hey, guess what? They're pushing Roman Reigns. They're trying to make him into a name. So he's going to be heavily featured on TV. Same is true for Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, especially for Sami Zayn, because he has not enjoyed the success that Kevin Owens has had. He's had to work a little bit more for it. So now they're giving him that push. They're trying to, you know, and he's over, but they're just trying to get him more over. And that's going to take time. And hey, that's going to take him being on TV a lot.
Complain when he's not on TV. Complain when he's on TV. Where's the you know, medium on that one? Where's the middle ground? There is none. You gotta take what you get. Could SmackDown be more exciting? Yes, but guess what? It will be. You gotta hit Mania. Like, come on now. You only do so much in 2 hours. We all see this. We all know this. They know it. You can, you know, what do you expect from them? Like, if you go in hating something and not enjoying it, stop watching it. And guess what? There was an article on Forbes like, ratings are going down. Hey, guess what happened this week? Wanna know what happened this week?
Ratings went up!
How about that? How about that one? How about that one?
I mean, it's one of those things where we've sadly hit that lull right before WrestleMania, where they're very much not pushing the WrestleMania storyline so they don't peak early. And we also really don't know what's going on at WrestleMania, so it's a little bit less predictable than it normally is. But they're concentrating on Elimination Chamber, and they're concentrating on Fastlane. They're making sure that they are not throwaway pay-per-views like they generally are. That's the thing. It's like, nobody generally cares about these pay-per-views because, oh, WrestleMania's right around the corner and they're not going going to do anything before WrestleMania to impact it. Well, we don't know what it's going to impact because we don't really know a lot of the matches on Mania. We know a handful of them. We don't know all of them.
You know,
and I really like that.
You know your SmackDown main event for WrestleMania, and we'll get there. Everything else will take time, whether it's Kevin and Sammy versus each other, or it's Kevin and Sammy as a team at WrestleMania against Shane McMahon and a partner. Who knows? We will find out. Yeah. Just, SmackDown wasn't the greatest. SmackDown wasn't the worst. I've seen a lot of worse shows. We're building to Charlotte and Ruby Riott at the pay-per-view. Could have been reordering of some backstage segments, but that's creatively a thing. Also, I need to address this. And then, people who complain about the word on the screen in the promos, go to Snapchat. Watch SportsCenter on Snapchat. You're welcome.
Oh, you want to talk about promos? We need to talk about Jinder Mahal's promo.
Here is Bobby Roode's top 10 list. Oh my god, a heel created a list.
No, it's not even that. So, you have Jinder Mahal running around and telling everybody, oh, I got this deep dark secret on Bobby Roode, and I'm gonna go reveal it on, you know, national television, and, you know, here we go, and, you know, it's like, well, what could they possibly have on Bobby Roode, you know, beyond he has a secret ex-husband in Tennessee. And
Sorry about your damn luck.
Yeah, and may or may not be related to Eric Young through Scott D'Amore. I mean, aside from that, money. What else could there be? You know, are there, like, naked pictures or something in his past? Who knows?
Glorious.
We're gonna find out. You good?
Keep going.
So, Jinder comes out, and he's like, oh, I have this deep, dark secret. And my deep, dark, and Bobby Roode's deep, dark secret is that, you know, he created his own top 10 list, and I took it to the graphics department, and they made me up a graphic so, you know, I could show it to all of you people. What? And, you know, the deep, dark secret is that he voted for himself on the top 10 list, and he made himself number one, and me and Randy Orton aren't even on the list. Wait. I think you misunderstand the term of deep dark secret. That's not a deep dark secret. Who gives a crap about that kind of thing? A deep dark secret is like, you know, he plays night polo or something, you know, or he does something super scandalous, like he goes down to the sex club and gets his kink on. I mean, it's that kind of shit that comes out. And I know it's a PG environment and they can't say those kinds of things, but it's like, you, if you're going to phrase it like that, it needs to fit that. And saying that, oh, well, Bobby Roode has his own personal top 10 list. Who cares? Honestly, who cares? It was weak. It was really, really, really weak. And I felt bad for Jinder because he was trying to work with it. He was trying to do whatever he could do with it. But it just was weak. And you could almost see it in his face.
Mm-hmm.
That was the thing that he's like, oh my god, this is stupid. Like, you could see it in the delivery and everything that he's like, this is stupid. I don't want to be doing this, but I'm doing this because they told me to do it. So, yeah, that whole segment just fell really, really, really flat. Because then you had Bobby come out and he's like, I never, you know, that's on my list. I never came up with that. And then Jinder's trying to play, you know, put words in his mouth, but saying, oh, well, you said this about Randy Orton. No, I didn't. Well, you said this. No, I didn't. And they go back and forth until finally they challenge each other and Randy comes out. And then Randy's like, ah, screw you both. And he RKOs both of them. You know, so, or he RKOs Jinder and then Jinder does his finisher on Bobby.
No, Bobby hit his finisher on Randy and then Bobby was celebrating Jinder laid out Bobby.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
The other week was the RKO.
That's right. Get it mixed up. But yeah, I mean, it's like that whole segment just fell a little flat to me. And it's like, I get that they're trying with it and I appreciate it, but at the same time, it's like, eh?
That's Jinder for you. That's Jinder.
It wasn't even, I can't even put the blame on Jinder. I have to put the blame on the writing. The writing was just really poor for this.
The writing was poor, but Jinder's delivery was bad.
Eh.
Yeah. It was. Anything else from SmackDown we need to address?
No, I think that's it.
So that's our show then.
Alrighty, well, you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, midnight-ish. CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last week's episode where we did the greater than great debate on fictional couples. This week, we're doing... No, last week we did countries. This week we're doing second bananas. Like, you know, sidekicks. CB Radio, Saturday Night Midnight-ish. CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag blame around when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, as they will review Elimination Chamber. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to work on it. WTR Sims should return this Tuesday night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we'll review Elimination Chamber, give you SmackDown, NXT, and the Mixed Match Challenge, and all the news you can handle. It's Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com. Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Tumblr, Instagram. You know the places. It's Rack Radio Show and all the brands. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, is Wild Talk Radio Network. And make sure you check the Twitters and stuff because there may be more things coming in.
You good?
Yeah.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, L-I-N-S-W-A-R-D. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with our Elimination Chamber breakdown. Till then, bye! You wave to be wrapped around your grave. You don't deserve who you think you are. This is what you came for. Will this be fire? WildTalkRadio.com.